Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Our text this morning is a portion of Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount, what we are calling the most dangerous sermon ever preached. Today from Matthew chapter 6, various verses, Jesus said, "Be careful not to practice your righteousness in front of others to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father, who is unseen. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." This is our text. By almost any reckoning, Michael Dell is an amazing man. He is a business magnate, an investor, an author, and of course, a very well-known philanthropist. In 2012, Forbes had him listed as one of the 50 wealthiest people in the world. His foundation, the Michael and Susan Dell Foundation, has given away hundreds of millions of dollars to a variety of worthy causes and organizations, not the least of which are the Dell Pediatric Research Institute, the Dell Children's Medical Center, and the Dell Medical School at the University of Texas. And so, like I said before, by almost any reckoning, Michael Dell is an amazing man. That is, except by one reckoning. The words of Jesus in our text today from his very dangerous Sermon on the Mount. Again, Jesus said these words, "When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret." Jesus goes on to say that your praying should also be done in secret, and so too should your fasting. At no time are we to make a spectacle of our good works and faithful acts. Jesus-like humility calls for Jesus-like anonymity. Who, throughout the Gospel of Mark, after healing someone, would give that person strict orders not to let anyone know about it. Now granted, Jesus did this because his time of glorification had not yet come. But the same thing could be said of us. Our time to be glorified and honored is not while we live in this world by the people of this world, but as we enter heaven by the King of Glory himself. And thus he calls us to do our acts of service and kindness and love and generosity and philanthropy in secret, where only his eyes can see, so that we may then receive his reward. I had a man in my congregation in San Francisco who really got this. He came to me one day after having driven by the parsonage, that's the church-owned home in which we lived, and noticing that he could see right into our house because we didn't have any blinds or curtains in our front room. And he told me that he would like to buy curtains for us. And so he sent a curtain person out to the house, and we were able to pick out the material and the style and the pattern and such. And then he had them made and installed, and he paid for the whole thing. The only caveat that he added to this gift was this. He said that we weren't to tell anyone from the congregation about it because he wanted his reward from God and not from men. I think how different that is from most of us who want to make sure that other folks know that we were the ones who gave the big gift. We were the ones who sacrificed our time. We were the ones who served at the event. And we want to make sure that we also get thanked, right? I hate to say this, but even our Lutheran institutions of higher education often play into this mindset, for they have different levels of donations. You know, you've seen them, the platinum level and the gold level and the silver level and such. And then they often list the donors' names. So folks know that when they give, that everyone else connected with that institution will get to see what a generous donation they gave. That's not the Jesus way of doing things. That's the worldly way of doing things. Jesus did not consider notoriety and fame and worldly honor as something to be grasped. Rather, the scriptures tell us that he humbled himself. Jesus hid himself, and finally he sacrificed himself so that he might cover us with God's forgiveness and ultimately with God's eternal reward. Through his death and his resurrection, Christ Jesus earned for us the reward of life with God in heaven in eternity. A reward that far surpasses any notoriety or honor or thanks we could ever hope to achieve on this earth. And so Jesus calls us to pattern our lives after his own. Lives marked by humility and anonymity and service. Our goal in giving to others is simply to help them, not so that we get noticed for how kind and generous we are. Our purpose in prayer is to communicate with God our hopes and our dreams and our fears and our desires and our gratitude, not so that others can see how pious we are. And finally, the objective of our obedience is not the admiration of our fellow believers, but rather it is to bring honor and glory to our God. Much to the chagrin of our selfie-crazed, Snapchat-obsessed, Twitter-addicted, Facebook-posting culture, and I guess I should throw in YouTube there also, this life is not about us and how much we can get noticed by others. You know, we don't get any closer to God because we get over 100 likes on the photo of ourselves that we just posted. So when you help someone out, don't take a picture of it and post it so that others can comment on it and on you. And when you give blood to the blood bank, Do it quietly. Don't go back to the office and tell everyone how tired you are because you just got back from giving blood. And when you pray in a public space, do it in such a way that no one around you knows what you're doing, but only your Father in heaven. Then you will be reflecting the heart and the life of Jesus. And then your Heavenly Father will reward you. The temptation is always there. Believe me, I know. To do the right thing, but for the wrong reason. Jesus wants us to do the right thing for the right reason, so that God receives the glory and not us. And thus, he challenges us with this dangerous secrecy. May we in faith live so that God gets noticed and not us. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.